Maran in Siman Tav Kuf Pe Aleph Seif Bet brings a minhag nohagim letanot erev Rosh Hashanah. That is a custom to fast on erev Rosh Hashanah. This year Tavshin Ayin Chet falls out on a Sunday. The source of it is a midrash. The midrash says that erev Rosh Hashanah has the ability to forgive and atone for 1/3 of a person's sins. So therefore the day is very significant. And those that are capable, meaning if a person is not sick, or he's not, too aged, or it's weak for him, or he's not a minor, he should make every effort to fast. However, in order for this to be a legitimate fast, meaning where he could say Anenu, in the Amidah, he must make a Kabbalah and accept the fast in the Mincha prior. This year would be in the Mincha of Shabbat. If you look in our Sidurim, at the end of the Amidah and Mincha, there's a special Ribbon HaOlamim that gives the person the ability to accept upon himself what we call Ta'anit Yachid for the next day. Now, preferably, he should accept it in the Amidah before he says Oseh Shalom during Mincha Ketana. B'di'avad, if he accepts it in Mincha Gedolah, it's okay as well. And also, even if he didn't accept it in the Amidah, if he accepted it at Mincha time, and he just said the Ribbon HaOlamim, even outside of the Amidah, that would be considered a legitimate Kabbalah. Hacham Ben Zion says that even if it's Ben Hashemashot, let's say 13 and a half minutes after sunset, within that time, he can also make a Kabbalah. However, if he makes the Kabbalah after that, so then already it's not a legitimate Kabbalah for the Ta'anit. The Kabbalah has to be verbal. Furthermore, Rav Hida writes that the text is Areni lefanecha al tenai betaanit nedavar lemahar me'alot ha'shachar ad seta kochavim. You should specify from when you're starting the fast, which is always alot, until when you want to end. Now you don't have to go to seta kochavim. You could make what's called taanit shaot. You could say me'alot ha'shachar ad chatzot, or me'alot ha'shachar ad aharei tefilat arbit, and then he's okay. But if he says Ad Sitta Kochavim, like it says in the Sidurim, then he has to wait until Sitta Kochavim, which let's say for such a fast would be enough to wait 20 minutes after sunset. And then the text says, V'im lo irtse o lo ochal, let's say I'm unable to for whatever reason, K'she omar mizmor le David, when I say mizmor le David, the chapter, Shim ro'i lo ehsar ben odeshe, uchal le'echol. So that's one of the ways that a person can get out of the ta'anit. Some explain that by saying Mizmor le David, it actually uproots the Kabbalah retroactively. It's important to know that. So if a person needs to eat for whatever reason, he just says Mizmor le David, and then it's like he never made a Kabbalah. And that's why, let's say a person by mistake, he forgot that he made this ta'anit, and he eats. So he should say Mizmor le David anyway. Because Mizmor le David retroactively will make it that he didn't make a Kabbalah, and therefore he'll be okay in order to not break his fast. Now, the Kabbalah is like a nedir, so therefore a person should not say in the Kabbalah Adeni mikabel alai beli nedir. The whole Kabbalah is a nedir, so what are you saying beli nedir for? So therefore one should not, you know, throw in those words beli nedir. If you look in our text over there, it doesn't have it. It says Adeni betaanit yachid lemahal. Furthermore, a person, when it comes to this ta'anit over here, if let's say he cannot fast it, so then he shouldn't accept these things more than three times without saying that I'm accepting it, you know, for this year and not for every year. If he accepted it 3 years in a row, so then it could become almost like a minhag. And then if he wants to get out of it in the following year, since he did it three times, he would need Hatarat Nidarim in order to get out of it. So therefore, he has to always accept in his mind that I'm accepting it for this year. And you know, next year is another Hajbon, that he's not accepting it, that he's going to always fast, you know, Erev Rosh Hashanah his whole life. Then already he gets around the problem of needing Hatarat Nidarim.